Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letters live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, he said his mom is off limits. Okay. Dear Stephen Shirley, my fiance and his mom were too close, and he struggled to set boundaries with her because the guy she was seeing for 20 years dumped her. When he and I met, he had no real friends, and he did everything with his mom, like going to get massages, going on vacations, going on shopping sprees, and going to the nail salon, and everything was always paid for by his mom. Yes, her boyfriend was married, so she had plenty of time to spend with her son. Recognizing the red flags, I urged him to grow up and break free from his mom if he planned to have a future with me. His mom was upset at first and said that I was plotting to take her son away from her. Now that we're engaged, they still spend a lot of time together, but now he invites me to join them. I lost my mom 5 years ago, so his mom has been helpful with wedding ideas, but I can tell she's not truly happy with me. So at lunch recently, I asked if she had a problem with me. She said, yes, she does. I let her speak, and then I told her all of the issues I have with her. My fiance sat there and let his mom take shots at me, but told me to watch my mouth when I told her about herself. I left the restaurant thinking that things would be better since we cut through the BS. But over the last few days, it's gotten worse. My fiance told me that his mom is off limits to me from now on. He told me that I talk to his mom like I'm her equal and she is done with me forever. He said his mom's feelings weigh heavily on him and could affect me and him getting married. How can this be? Is he going to always choose her over me? What do I do? Well, you got to let this go. This is not going to work out, and you're not going to stay married to him long. You wouldn't stay married to him long if you guys were to get married, because his mom would be that third person in your marriage. I know you've invested time in him and feelings in him and all this into this relationship. You've agreed to marry him and everything, but this mama's boy has made his choice, and he chose mama, okay? He chose his mother. I don't care how right you think you are, you can never disrespect a man's mother. You went too far, in telling her about herself, as you call it. You didn't tell us what you said, but you went too far. I know you did. The man, just no man is going to just sit there and let you talk crazy to his mom. No man is going to do that, period. I mean, it's just not happening. And I am a bit surprised that you didn't already know that, though. You know, even though you're feeling that, you got to hold back a little bit and just find a way to respectfully say what you said. He was right. You are not her equal. And that's not to say that she can treat you any kind of way. It just means that you have to have a respectful way, like I said, to get her up off you. Key word is respectful. So go ahead, give him his ring back and all that and start moving on with your life, because there will be no wedding now that you've expressed yourself in this way. Your fiance would not have changed anyway, because he was like this before and during. He would still be a mama's boy in your marriage, always putting his mom first. So consider yourself okay that you dodged a big mama's boy bullet in this instance. He's probably over there right now with mama. So, you know, this wouldn't have worked out for you. Steve?
Here, let me just go to the bottom of the letter and just, lady, there's no way to say this to you. He said his mom's feelings weigh heavily on him and could affect me and him getting married. How can this be? Is he going to always choose her over me? What do I do? Well, read the letter. Ain't he always chose her over you? He done chose her over everything. He ain't even living no regular life. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. I done read this letter. This ain't normal. This ain't normal right here. You talking about he done struggled or set boundaries with her because the guy she was seeing for 20 years dumped her. Then you told me in the letter the guy she was seeing was married. Okay, so they just make dumb decisions all the time, him and her. He ain't had no real friends, and this is where the letter got crazy for me. She said he did everything with his mom. Now listen to this. Like going to get massages. Who go get, what man go get a massage with his mama? Now daughters and mamas do it all the time. But what man go get a massage with his mama? Going on vacations. Mm. Going on shopping sprees. And going to the nail salon. Mm. Who go get their nails done with their mama? What man do that? And everything was paid for by his mom. Then she says, recognizing the red flags, I urged him to grow up and break free from his mama. What? Women, stop collecting red flags, putting them in your trunk. When you see red flags, leave them in the ground. Stop collecting red flags.
Hold it right there, Steve. Yeah, hold it right there. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he said his mom is off limits. We'll get back into it right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he said his mom is off limits. You left off with women stop collecting red flags, Steve.
Ladies, y'all, this letter is all wrong. Shirley said this is a mama's boy. This is a mama's boy in a severe case. They do everything together. What man go get a massage with his mama? Going on vacations together. Going on shopping sprees. And going to the nail salon. Who go get their nail done with their mama? Can I tell y'all how much I loved Illorsville Harvey? Mm-hmm. Can I tell you how much I loved my mama? I'm talking about loved her like you could not love your mother more than I love mine. You can love her and be, but you're not. I'll hurt you about her even to this day. It's so crazy. She was the first woman I ever loved, and I never stopped loving her. But we ain't ever went and got our nails done. Me and my mama ain't ever went and got a massage together.
What?
Me and my mama didn't go on vacations together. Because what I'm finna do on vacations and down at the massage parlor, my mama don't need to see this. So then you said, you told him, recognizing the red flags, I urged him to grow up and break free from his mom if he had planned on having a future with me. Then you said his mother was upset and said that I was plotting to take her son from her. So now this is a huge red flag. Should have left it in the ground. Ladies, like I said before, stop collecting red flags. That's y'all problem. Y'all see these red flags and put them in your car. Mm-hmm. Now that we're engaged, where'd that come from? Did you not hear anything you text? Now we engaged to the man that go get his nail done with his mama.
Wow.
To the man that go get massages with his mama. To the man that go on vacation with his mama. Now that we're engaged, they still spend a lot of time together. Duh. But now he invites me to join. I lost my mama 5 years ago, and so his mom has been helpful with planning the wedding idea. So then they were sitting at lunch, and she asked the mama, did she have a problem with him? And the mama just said, yeah, I got a problem with you. And then you let her speak, and she told you all the issues that she had with you. And then you told her all the issues I have with her. My fiance sat there and let his mom take shots at me. What you thought he was going to do? He ain't been running nothing with his mama. But then when I tried to say what I wanted to say, he told me to watch your mouth. I left the restaurant thinking things would be better since we cut through the BS. What? How did you leave a restaurant thinking things would be better? Did you hear what she said about you? And then when you tried to say something right back to her, watch your mouth, you thought things were going to be better.
Wow.
But it's gotten worse. My fiance told me that his mama is off limits to me from now on. He told me that I talked to his mama like I was her equal, and she's done with me forever. He said his mama's feelings weigh heavy on him and could affect me and him getting married. It already has.
Yeah.
How can this be? Is he going to always choose her over me? Yes. What do I do? Cut your losses. Take them red flags out the trunk of your car and throw them out on the side of the road somewhere and drive off.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I don't remember how the movie. Remember the movie Eddie Murphy did, Norbit?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, I didn't know who the lady was, the big lady that Eddie played.
Who? Rasputin? How you doing?
Rasputin. Yeah. That's his mama in this letter.
You know what?
This is big Rasputin in this letter. You dating Norbit, and if I was you, I would run. And I don't even do movie analogies.
You don't watch.
But that's what I see happening. Lady, if you don't get away from this boy, who will never ever be your man, because he's so busy being her boy. You can't be a boy and a man at the same time. You cannot do those two things at once. Right. They are in direct conflict. You can't be a boy and a man at the same time.
Nope.
Well,
good luck.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
Out.
Free never sounded so good. You can download it today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.